Which tent is better, this one or this one? I used to think it depended on weather, conditions, and personal preference, but then I realized there's something deeper going on. And now, I can't unsee it. We've been building shelters for tens of thousands of years and have learned a lot. Materials, spatial analysis, geometry tricks. And this got me wondering, why do tents look the way they look? So I started digging and found a fascinating story of engineering and survival. It turns out not all tents are created equal. And strangely, it seems we might actually be advancing backwards.
A lot of them are really complicated. They're these like 6, 7, 8 sided shapes with guidelines.
I'm about to go over how the tent got to where we are today and do my best to answer the 10,000 year old question, what is the best tent design? If you're like me, you've probably slept in a few different types of tents. Here are some of the most popular designs you'll see out there today. The A-frame, the X-frame, the tunnel, the lean-to, the pyramid, and perhaps the most engineered of all, the geodesic dome. I'll tell you why that matters in just a minute. But this list just barely scratches the surface. There are endless more hybrids with subtle quirks, modifications, and innovations. So what's really going on here? Why do some look like a caveman could have sketched them in the dirt, while others look like they came straight out of NASA? Let's look at some of these examples further. The pyramid is good. One pole, light, simple, but it's awkward to sleep in, and not exactly a wind warrior. The A-frame. Two supports fix the shape issue, but now you've got a pole blocking the entry. Long side panels that can sag and not much headroom. The X-frame dome. Stronger and freestanding, but weight adds up with every pole section. The tunnel. Great use of space and popular in Europe, but it can feel like a coffin. And none of these handle every scenario perfectly. And the more modifications you add, the more complicated they get. This is where you hear the same advice from every gear guru.
Tents are all about trade-offs. Choose the one that fits your needs.
If you're out for weeks or months, you want light and compact. If you're weekend camping, you want space and comfort. We've been told the best tent design just depends on the job. Like you're limited to picking a truck for hauling or a sports car for speed. Now, there's definitely some truth to this, but I don't think it's the full story. Because if we're talking about good design, we need to dig deeper, past the popular models and back to the bones of the shelter itself, literally. Let's roll back the clock. It's 15,000 BC. Winter in what's now central Ukraine. This is your home, a dome hut built out of animal hides stretched over woolly mammoth tusks and ribs. Seriously, these were real. Four of these huts were found together by a farmer in 1965. These are considered some of the oldest known nomadic shelters. These shelters were primitive, but warm enough to survive the Ice Age. These people were considered nomadic, but livability mattered more than daily takedown and setup. Across the world, you see this play out similarly, whether it's buffalo skin teepees on the Great Plains, or igloos carved from Arctic ice. Design wasn't about chasing efficiency or shaving grams. It was about survival, food, warmth, safety, and limited by the natural materials of the environment. For tens of thousands of years, this was the formula. But then the priority shifted from livability to mobility. Can you guess why? As societies organized, so did their militaries, which were focused on conquering other societies hundreds or thousands of miles away.
They were doing mass production. Rather than small family or tribal-based cultures, they were having to produce for tens of thousands of soldiers.
The military is really when we start to see the tent split away from being more of a family and community dwelling to more of a shelter away from home, optimized for mobility. Roman field tents used domed canvas and A-frames designed for fast assembly, weather protection, and repeatable setup. Every culture put its own spin on this. Mongol yurts, Ottoman pavilions, British bell tents. But it wasn't until World War II that two huge technological advancements occurred that laid the groundwork for modern tents. No, not that.
Specifically, metallurgy, aluminum, and material science in the fabric realm of nylon.
Switching from steel poles to aluminum and from canvas fabric to nylon fabric was groundbreaking. It meant a tent could weigh just a few pounds. But perhaps even more than that, these lighter materials unlocked new design possibilities. Suddenly you could have more structure and experiment with shapes. But there was still one more big driving factor to get the tent to present day. If you're interested in tents and the backcountry, you also need food. I'm Chris Cage, the founder of Green Belly Meals. They're 650 calorie, ready to eat adventure meals. People have called them a Rice Krispie treat on steroids. Perfect for lunch on the trail when you need real nutrition without cooking.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, it's really good.
And it tastes like a Rice Krispie treat.
It's fantastic.
That's really good.
Check us out at greenbelly.com. I'll call this the Age of Exploration, or the Age of Firsts. The race to be the first to set foot on the North Pole, the South Pole, and, of course, Mount Everest. These weren't just small trips by adventurous individuals. They were expensive, state-sponsored expeditions, complete with scientists, cooks, climbers, and yes, designers. Small side note, 7 years in Tibet shows an interesting interweaving of this early mountaineering era with World War II.
What charge?
National pride pushed and funded these expeditions and their gear to places humans weren't meant to live. This era eventually gave birth to one of the most ambitious tent designs in history, the Geodesic Dome, which eventually became popularized by the North Face in the 1970s. Its interlocking triangle structure offered revolutionary strength to weight efficiency, capable of resisting the brutal wind of Everest. This is considered to be when the modern tent is born. Performance became king, weight and strength paramount. These tough, performance-first designs forged a path for gear to exceed limits. All right, so that was a lot of history, but what do these old tents have to do with modern-day tents? Well, I realized the 2000s is when the most curious bit of tent design happens. This is when ultralight backpacking exploded. When long-distance hikers covered 20 miles a day for months at a time, weight and speed were pushed to a degree never thought necessary. Tear down at sunrise, set up at sunset, repeat. Again and again. Small cottage brands starting out of someone's garage led the charge, experimenting in ways the traditional big brands wouldn't. I feel like trekking pole tents became the poster child for this shift. Fewer parts, less weight, more simplicity. New materials like Dyneema and carbon fiber pushed weights even lower. But unlike prior tents and shelters, the goal wasn't to make something bomb-proof, it was to strip everything. Some designs became so minimal they were basically just a tarp with guy lines and a prayer for good weather. But here's the strange part. The most cutting-edge ultralight tents today, they started to look familiar. Not radical, not new, actually suspiciously simple. It felt like we'd been innovating our way backwards. And that's when it hit me. Materials had leapt forward from sticks and bones to steel to aluminum to carbon fiber. But design?
Design had quietly looped back to something ancient.
To shapes that have been used for thousands of years. Because the real secret to a great tent isn't just fabric or poles.
It's geometry. The best designs are lightweight, durable, stable, and above all, simple.
A great, possibly the best example of this is the A-frame, or kind of mid design. You've seen it everywhere. Gossamer Gear's The One, Z-Pack's Duplex, Hyperlite's Unbound, REI's Flash Air, Tarp Tent Stratosphere, and Durston's X-Mid.
It seems to be the optimal nexus, the combination of simple geometry with modern materials.
Shorter walls that don't sag, sharp angles that shed wind and water, quick pitch, and decent interior headspace. Now, I think you could also make an argument for the simple dome design here as well. I know I personally love my sling fin and other dome designs, but in arguably the most performance-obsessed space, the A-frame just seems to keep winning.
It might just be the wheel of backpacking tents. You can tweak it with lighter and stronger materials, but you can't really reinvent it. And that, to me, is the irony in all of this.
After thousands of years of design experimentation, we might just have revolutionized our way back to simplicity.
The designs that we're seeing are kind of interesting because, in a way, they're going backwards.
So, does this mean tent design is done? We've discovered the best designs and it's all just material refinement from here? Maybe. But every year something new seems to pop up.
For example, right now inflatable poles are an intriguing experiment. No rigid metal, fast setup, and they provide a way to reassess shape. And if history can serve as a playbook, the next breakthrough will probably come from outside the outdoor industry. Aluminum metal's first application was definitely not intense, and Dyneema fabric came from racing sailboats.
Cottage gear brands will probably be the first to adapt
because they can test small runs and iterate easily with minimal brand or financial risk.
We're seeing some major trends in backpacking tent materials. I would think in 10 to 15 years, most high-end tents are going to be laminate.
When we bring a new designer into the room, AI, we now have a very different design team.
Do you think we have designed our way to the perfectly simple tent shapes, or is innovation still waiting? Let me know what you think in the comments, and if you'd like to see more of this sort of gear history type of video.
I didn't do shit.